and he's done it before. It's going to be interesting.
Very interesting. Well, all I'll say is keep your eyes on social media, because I'm sure someone will be making sure there's a video of the fab, and we can all watch it on our social media. Fantastic stuff. We've run out of time, sadly, with Ewan Thomas and Christian Malcolm. Ewan, have a great weekend. Good luck to the Saints this weekend
as well.
Thanks for joining us this evening, and Christian Malcolm, as always, pleasure having you here in the studio. Okay, after 9 o'clock, we've got a very big interview with Nathan Blake for reasons I'll reveal shortly. But right now, let's turn our attention to the roads here in Wales. Jules Buckley, what's the latest?
Well, cheers, Gary, and thank you. Good news all round, actually, Gareth. The Ruthin Road in Wrexham, that collision on the 525 has cleared inside the last half an hour. The same story, too, for the Dufferin Road through the Tharron area of Carmarthenshire, just west of Ammanford. That's fully now reopened from the earlier bump we had there. The Port Road in the Vale of Glamorgan, now all clear as well from the collision by the crematorium. We had a bump eastbound on the M4, 37 to 36. We had two lanes shut. They fully reopened as well inside the last 10 minutes, so a nice clear run east and westbound. If you're a heavy goods vehicle getting fuel at Cardiff Gate, now you can. You haven't been able to for most of the day. That's just been restored inside the last 5 minutes. There we are, Gary. That's the latest from BBC Radio Wales Travel.
Coming soon, your chance to be a Six Nations legend with BBC Radio Wales.
On FM, medium wave,
on digital radio,
online and on your mobile.
This is BBC Radio Wales.
It's just gone 9 o'clock on a cold Friday evening. Let's get the latest headlines from Sian Howell.
Police are looking into claims that Port Talbot steelworkers were given poor pensions advice. Some workers claim they've been missold advice about moving from the...